Welcome back. Today we're building something you'll reuse constantly. If you're doing Raga or Jungleine drum and bass in Ableton Live 12, a clean FX chain blueprint that still feels hype, but reads super clearly in a DJ mix. Because let's be real, Raga FX are the seasoning and sometimes the whole sauce. Sirens, shouts, dub delays, springy verbs, freeze moments, little spin stops, they're the vibe. But if they're not organized, they smear your snare, they muddy your low end, and the arrangement stops being DJ-friendly. So the goal here is performable chaos with a clean system underneath. By the end, you'll have a DJ-structured FX group, a set of returns built specifically for Raga throws, and a macro rack, so you can automate and perform the FX without the mix turning to soup. Alright, let's set the foundation. First, set your tempo to the real DNB zone, 172 to 176 BPM. Then jump into arrangement view, set your grid to fixed grid, 1 bar. This is not just workflow preference, this is how you force your phrasing to stay readable. And here's the phrase rule we're following, think in 16 bar blocks. 8 can work in more old school jungle, but if you want the safest, most DJ-friendly phrasing, 16 is your default unit. You want transitions and markers to be obvious at bar 16, 32, 48, 64, and so on. Also, make sure your mixer is visible so the returns are always in your face. If you hide returns, you forget to manage them. And unmanaged returns are where clean goes to die. Now let's build the track layout. Create a group track and name it Raga FX Group. Color it something loud, like orange. Inside that group, create 4 tracks. Track 1, FX One Shots. Track 2, FX Vocals. Track 3, FX Siren, and this one will be MIDI. Track 4, FX Atmos Bed. This structure is the secret weapon, because one shots should not be swimming in the same processing as your Atmos bed. Vocals need their own dynamics and tone shaping, and the siren is an instrument, so it needs its own performance lane. Separation equals control, and control equals DJ clean. Next, we build the return system. These returns are basically your send-only instruments. That's a key mindset shift. Keep your tracks fairly dry and stable, and do the big moments by pushing sends briefly. In other words, your clip gain and fader stay steady. Your sends do the performance. Create 4 returns, A, B, C, and D. Before we even get fancy, add a safety high-pass filter to every return. Yes, even if echo or hybrid reverb has filtering inside, do it anyway. So on return A, B, C, and D, put an EQ8 first in the chain. Set a 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz. Pick a spot that keeps low junk out, but doesn't thin the character too much. For darker, heavier stuff, you might go higher. For classic jungle, you might go a bit lower. The point is, returns should not be contributing sub or low mud. Multiple sources feeding one reverb can stack low end fast. Now return A. This is your dub delay, the clean throw. After the EQ8, add echo. Set it to sync and start with a quarter note. If you want faster rolls, go to an eighth. Feedback somewhere around 35 to 55%. Filter inside echo. High pass around 200 to 350. Low pass around 5 to 8k. Then stereo width and echo around 120 to 160. But don't go crazy. Wide delays can smear the drop, especially in mono. After echo, add auto filter set to band pass. This is your dub radio movement. Put the frequency somewhere in the mid-range, like 700 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. We'll automate this later or even LFO it for hands-free motion. Keep resonance modest, like 10 to 20%, so it doesn't whistle. Then add a compressor for ducking. Turn on side chain and feed it from your kick, or your drum bus if that's easier. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. You're aiming for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each kick. The groove stays front, the delay breathes behind it. That's the classic dub space without the mess. Return B, the short verb, springish. After the safety EQ8, add hybrid reverb. Choose spring if you want that sound system character, or plate if you want it a bit smoother. Set the decay short, like 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds, so your vocal hits stay defined. High pass 250 to 400, low pass 6 to 9k. Then add saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is subtle, but it makes the reverb feel like gear, not just a clean algorithm. A little grit goes a long way in Raga. Return C, the freeze wash transition pad. After the safety EQ8, add hybrid reverb again, but this time long decay, 8 to 20 seconds. Predelay basically none. High pass higher than you think, like 400 to 700, because freeze tails can build low-mid fog instantly. Low pass 5 to 7K to keep it smooth. You're going to use the freeze button here, and because freeze can spike, add utility after it for width control, then a limiter at the end with a ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Think of this return as your lift into the brake and impact into the drop tool. One teacher note, freeze is heavy. It can eat CPU and headroom. If you get a freeze moment you love, resample it to audio and then mute the freeze return for the rest of the project. That's how you keep a big set running smoothly. Return D, the optional DJ throw slash spin stop vibe. After the safety EQ, a delay or echo set to a 16th note, feedback 15 to 30%, then redux, downsample 2 to 6, bit depth 8 to 12, then auto filter low pass, and to make it sweepable from wide open down to like 500 HC. This is your last word effect for vocals. Quick lo-fi flicks, not a permanent texture. Alright, returns are built. Now we create the master control layer, a macro rack on the Raga FX group. On the Raga FX group track itself, add an audio effect rack and name it Raga FX Master Macros. Inside the rack, EQ 8 first. Put a high pass at 120 to 200, start around 150. If things get boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500. Then glue compressor, very gentle. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We're not smashing FX, we're gluing multiple sources so they feel like one FX layer. Then saturator, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. Again, subtle, we want harmonics, not fuzz. Then utility for width. Now map your macros. If you use 8 knobs, here's a super functional layout. Macro 1, FX HP cut. Map it to the EQ 8 high pass frequency and set a safe range, like 120 to 600 Hz. Macro 2, FX air. Map a high shelf on the EQ, plus 0 to plus 4 dB around 8 to 12K. Macro 3, FX dirt. Map saturator drive from 0 to maybe 6 dB. Macro 4, FX width. Map utility width from 80 to 160, but here's the upgrade. Make sure the minimum can go down to like 0 to 30% if you want a mono safe drop mode. Macro 5, delay send boost. This is powerful. Map the group's send amount to return A. Keep the max safe. Macro 6, verb send boost. Map send to return B. Macro 7, free send boost. Map send to return C, and keep this range extra conservative. Macro 8, mute FX, DJ cut. You can map utility gain down to minus infinity, or do a smarter DJ mute later. And the big teacher move here is macro ranges. In map mode, set min and max so you can't accidentally create feedback runaway or super wide stereo during a drop. Cap echo feedback if you map it. Cap width, DJ proof your knobs. Quick coaching on gain staging. On each return, aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dBFS when you hit it hard. And if the return is too loud, reduce the send, not the return fader. That keeps your return processing behaving consistently every time. Now let's populate each track with the right kind of content. FX one-shots, drag in air horns, rewinds, gunshots, impacts, crowd shouts. If you want to trigger them like an instrument, put them into simpler in one-shot mode, warp off for tight timing. Then add drum bus or transient shaper. If you use drum bus, drive around 2 to 6, and turn boom off. You do not want your one shots adding low end. These are markers, not bass elements. Placement rule, one shots are punctuation. Put them at the end of phrases, bar 16, 32, 48, 64. Do not spam air horns. If everything is a highlight, nothing is. Effects vocals, pick short chops like Selecta, Big Tune, Original Jungle. Keep them short, rhythmic, and readable. On the vocal track, do an insert chain that stabilizes them. EQ 8 high cast 150 to 250. Then a compressor with a fast attack, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 40 to 80, and 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then a tiny bit of saturation. For special moments, do echo either as a send to return A or as an insert for one-off throws. A classic throw rhythm is an 8-note dotted feel. The trick is, keep the vocal itself fairly dry, and let the throw be the event and arrangement trick. Call and response. Put a vocal phrase near the end of a section, like bars 13 to 16, then let bar 1 of the next section hit without vocals so the drop feels bigger. FX siren. Create a MIDI track with operator. Set oscillator to sine. Add a pitch envelope. Amount plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. Decay 200 to 600 milliseconds. Then add an LFO to pitch. Sync to quarter or eighth notes. small amount. Subtle is more professional. Big pitch wobble is fun, but it can get cartoony fast. After operator, add auto filter and band pass for sweeps. Add saturator with 2 to 5 dB drive and send it to the dub delay and short verb. You can also add roar subtly for that sound system bite, but be careful. If it starts whistling around 2 to 4K, notch that with EQ. Performance tip. Automate the filter frequency in 8 bar rises. That's the siren doing its job without stepping on the drums. Effects Atmos bid. This is the glue. Vinyl crackle, tape hiss, rainforest, crowl ambience, room tone. This should be felt, not obviously heard. Chain. EQ 8 high pass 250 to 500. Auto pan with a slow rate like half note or 1 bar, amount 10 to 25%. Then a tiny hybrid reverb. Short decay, low mix, or just send a little to return B. Level tip. In a rolling DNB mix, your Atmos bed is often around minus 24 to minus 16 lufs momentary as a vibe layer. If you notice it clearly while the drums are playing, it's probably too loud. And here's a pro technique if you want width without smearing. Duplicate the Atmos bed. Make one version mostly mono, with 0 to 30%, slightly louder. Make the other version high passed at 1 to 2K, very wide, but very quiet. You get sparkle and width without messing up punch. Now we arrange it DJ friendly. We'll use a classic structure. Intro, drop 1, mid, drop 2, outro, and we're reinforcing phrase markers consistently. Intro, 32 bars, bars 1 to 16, Atmos bed, tiny percussion, a vocal tease, keep it clean, no big throws yet, bars 17 to 32, bring in the siren, start doing small dub delay throws. At bar 32, hit a strong impact, and this is a perfect moment to use return C freeze, freeze a vocal or a siren tail, then let it bloom into the transition.